Dear Lord, thank you for your love and guidance. Help us to be a light in this world and to live in a way that honors you. Amen. Jesus began speaking to Mother Claire. Tell them that the real difference between Christians who believe in me and the rest of humanity is that my Christians have accepted me. They have accepted that they are sinners. They have accepted my forgiveness. They have accepted that they need a Savior and they are limited, and that they need grace to help them in doing, and also my mercy for the weakness and the many times they wound me. But they still sin and struggle with it. They still reject, offend, displease, and even betray me many, many times. Your point is well taken, Lord. I needed this inspiration for a message. He continued, yet they run to me, their Creator, their God, their Perfector of all things, their Shepherd to help, lead, and guide them to the path in which I have called them to, and that only I know the way, because I am the way, the truth, and the life. They strive to walk in my ways, and with their good will, I lead them on. So they are not special than all the rest of humanity. They're only special, distinguished, set apart because of my grace and my blood which washes away their sins. They are only special because they respond to my grace and mercy, embrace what I did for all mankind, and received my forgiveness. The same grace is available to all men, even now as the world plunges more into darkness. My grace abounds even more. Yet where are those who will respond to it, apply themselves to cooperate with my grace? Today I speak and plead with all men that will hear my voice, the cry of my heart which yearns, cries and bleeds for you to come home to me, to my heart, which burns like fire for love of you. Please, dear souls, do not harden your hearts and turn a deaf ear to my voice. Respond to me, call on me, even if you don't know what to do or what to say. Just call on me to deliver you, to save you, to have mercy on you, and tell me that you are sincerely sorry for your sins, and allow me, with your permission, to do the rest. I love believers and unbelievers alike, the same love, the same blood I shed for them all, yet the only difference is that the latter have embraced me and keep embracing all that is of me, whilst the former keeps doing the opposite. I am distressed because of my lost ones. Who will help me find them? They've gone for too long, and I dread on those that will never return to me. For these I suffer much, much more. Help me, my faithful ones, in search of your brothers and sisters, and return them home to me.